We have an extreme to catastrophic event unfolding here with Hurricane Phoenix.
If Tampa sustained a Category 5 hurricane, experts predict $250 billion in losses to property and infrastructure. Hurricane Phoenix may be a simulation, but Florida's vulnerability to the worst effects of such a storm are very real. The Tampa Bay Regional Planning Council held its final day of workshops attended by the state and local federal agencies. The groups ranged from local environmental and energy groups to state and federal divisions of emergency management. While infrastructure is a major concern, Judy Teal with the Citrus County Department of Health said that dealing with mass fatalities and public health are most important.
If you do not have primary care, docs and nurses, because people still have heart attacks, people still have babies, people still have that stuff. If you do not get your medical community back up and running very quickly, the rest of it won't happen. Mental health is huge. They have plans in their facilities that they are going to evacuate. But the plan that they have says that their structure, like private homes, whatever facility, is still going to exist and they can go back to it. There is no plan for your mental health people if those structures do not exist on long-term recovery.
And Tampa needs a plan for medical facilities, as 2,000 people could lose their lives and almost 2 million people will be affected in such a storm. Tampa is home to Florida's largest port, which is the 10th largest consumer market in the U.S. Richard Shepard, the director of Hardy County Emergency Management, estimated that if the port were hit with a hurricane, the results would be dire.
When I talk about the loss of fuel infrastructure, we're talking about the loss of the port. We're talking about the ability for the state of Florida to get fuel to run all these generators that we all allegedly have pre-event contracts for. So that's going to be a humongous concern. And then, of course, that leads to the roadways not being functional. That means so now you can't ship it in. So the loss of the fuel delivery infrastructure is going to be tremendous.
And in a petroleum-driven world, Shepard said the loss of fuel means people might not be able to get the resources for survival.
Collectively, I don't know if our governments or our region could really provide for everybody's basic human needs. So again, the possibility for civil unrest is certainly a threat, and I think we need to examine it.
More than half of the hazardous chemicals in the state of Florida are currently stored in the 2,500 acres of the Port of Tampa. The port is close to people's homes as well as electrical facilities. Susan Mueller with TECO said that not all electrical facilities are ready for a Category 5 storm, and neither is the Port of Tampa.
We understand that the port is going to be heavily impacted. We cannot, electric, gas, water, you know, whoever needs to get in there, debris management, cannot get in there unless we understand the hazards and that people are going in with personal protective equipment.
The use of private contractors for security in post-Katrina New Orleans was highly controversial, but Mueller says the use of public and private contractors could help with recovery.
Transportation contracts to evacuate and return citizens, we believe that would be a great opportunity. Use more GIS, but the caveat there is we need to do it securely. Finding new debris recycling opportunities. There's going to be masses and masses of vegetation. Building a culture of preparedness. I think we're all getting better and better at that, although that is also a threat because a lot of times you get pushback. Whether you're private or public, it doesn't matter. There are a lot of people that just don't believe that we need to prepare. You know, we'll just deal with it when it happens. Those are the people that you're going to have, you know, to deal with. Those are the people that don't evacuate.
Almost 70% of Americans have pets, and many consider their pets and animals part of the family. Terry Klakis is a veterinarian for Braden River Animal Hospital in Bradenton.
Problems we learned with Katrina, people do not want to leave their dogs and cats behind. Okay, that was a very big issue, and people died because they stayed with their pets. People died because they stayed in the shelters. That we need to tell people to get out and get out with their pets. And one of the other big things that we recommend is people getting their pets microchipped for permanent identification afterwards.
To learn more about the future preparation efforts, go to TampaBayCatPlan.org. For our coverage of the first part of the two-day summit, go to our website at WMNF.org/news. Reporting from Tampa for WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.